I'm delighted now to welcome Rod McCall. He is the director, writer, and co-producer of the film Becoming Eduardo, which screens as part of the Santa Fe Film Festival. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So this is a terrific narrative film about New Mexico, filmed with at least some New Mexico actors about what's going on in this state, high school students and the challenges that they face. How did you come to make this movie?
Well, the story is based on a novella by Lou Ann Johnson, who wrote the book that the film Dangerous Minds was based on. And she's an educator herself, so she understands the process, and she's lived in New Mexico. I fell in love with the book. We got together, and I got the book rights, and we made a movie of it last summer and been working on the cutting and everything since then. So it's been quite an experience. It really shows a side of New Mexico that people don't normally see, the rural communities, where they face a lot of the problems that the more urban communities throughout the country face in terms of youth problems.
And those are the classic problems that stem from poverty, drugs, and loss of culture as well.
All of it. All of the above. Yes, indeed. Yep.
There's also the continuing problem of dealing with the system that labels children not as potential citizens, but as future felons. That was one of the words that really stuck out for me in the film.
Yes, and that's one of the odds that Eddie Corzon is the main character, has to deal with. He's a 16-year-old kid who grows up in a rural community and is lucky enough to have several people in his life that act as inspiration, and then not lucky enough to have several friends of his that are encouraging him to deal drugs and stuff. So he's kind of on the fence. And he finds his voice, and he finds himself, and he finds a new life in poetry, strangely enough, believe it or not. So,
and that's it's an interesting thing, because there is quite a lot of fantastic poetry that appears in poetry slams that is made precisely by communities, black communities, Hispanic community poets, that expresses what they're going through and comes out being really the art and rhythms of our generation.
Indeed. And a lot of that comes out of music, a lot of rap and things like that. And this kid in the movie and the story that is built around him is all sort of touched by that, inspired by that. And you see it through that lens.
Another character who is really notable is the teacher, who at first Eddie, the main character, thinks is going to be some kind of organic tofu-eating lady, and she turns out to be quite a tough and supportive character.
Yeah, she's a very cool teacher, and she inspires him to a large degree. First of all, she gets him into this ballroom dancing class, basically because he needs the credit. He's taking it not so seriously when he enters it. But then he meets the love of his life, Lupe, who is his age, a beauty, college-bound beauty, who sort of pushes him to do his best. And so he has something in both his teacher and his girlfriend, and then ultimately his uncle, who he's sent to live with because he gets in trouble and he has to leave the community for a couple of months. They send him off to another school. His uncle, who's a forest ranger, also is a big influence on his life, and sort of helps him turn his life around, begrudgingly. There's a lot of funny scenes between the two.
Right, and it's quite a charming movie, even as it does build tension all through the film, because you really don't know if he's going to be okay or if something terrible is going to happen.
Which way he's going to go, yeah.
Right, and but that's another thing that I think is really interesting, and it's interesting in the movie and in life in general, is that a lot of social change is reflected in how people relate to each other in their love relationships that develop in high school. So the way Eddie's mother and father related to each other and the choices that they made, and then in the next generation, Eddie and Lupe, the choices that they make, are quite different. And you see what the potential is that might come from that. In how they, if they do stay together, which of course you won't know, how they live their lives in the future.
Well, I think it's part of the learning process for Eddie. He watches his parents. He observes them like all kids do. His parents are both well-meaning, wonderful people, unfortunately, they're poor, not terribly educated, but they have a kind of wisdom that's rather sweet and helps them with their culture and also with their coming life, giving them pieces of advice that sort of stick and sort of reappear in different parts of the film. So that Eddie learns that, that's not necessarily the way to go, and he finds his own way through Lupe, through his teacher, and through his uncle, and then ultimately through himself.
You have some actors who are newcomers and some who are real veterans,
yes,
like Elizabeth Peña. How did you put the cast together?
Well, we had a casting director, a lady who's cast three of my films. Two of them have been at the Sundance Film Festival some time ago. And her name is Kathy Henderson Martin. She's a kind of iconic indie filmmaker, casting director out in L.A. One of her big famous acclaim is that she discovered Farrah Fawcett Major. And she put her in the original Charlie's Angels. So she's been doing this for a very long time. I adore Kathy. And she got me hooked up with Liz Pena and A. Martinez and Julian Alcaraz, the young actor who plays Eddie, who I think is going to be a big star. This kid just got a lead role in the remake of Red Dawn, which is a big studio film. Shooting in Michigan, yeah. If you saw the movie, I mean, he's quite charming in the part, and a beautiful kid, and a really hardworking actor, very imaginative and very smart. He's only, when he shot the movie, he was only 18, and which is hard to believe because, I mean, he knew his lines coming on the set. You know, we made this film in a very short time, and the reason why it works is because we had wonderful actors, most of them from Los Angeles, most of them all SAG actors, but we had some local talent. We got a couple of kids from the arts high school down here in Las Cruces, Alma de Arte, and the head of the school, a lady named Irene Oliver Lewis, who plays the ballroom dance teacher, if you recall, the sort of funny, heavyset lady. She's hilarious. She's hilarious in the film. And then Eddie's friend and Lupe's friend are both kids from that school. So we balanced it out very nicely. We got a lot of New Mexico talent, obviously, in front of and in back of the camera. And, you know, that's what's happening in New Mexico. We're developing our own film culture here. And as a sideline to that, I should tell you that this is the very first feature film to come out of the new film school down at NMSU called the Creative Media Institute, where I teach and was one of the founders. And we're very proud of that. After the screening on Friday, we're having a big reception. Unfortunately, it's invitation only, but we're having a reception to celebrate that. People from the university and people from CMI and a lot of some politicians and stuff are going to show up, and we're going to celebrate the fact that we've sort of, in a way, put ourselves on the map because I think we produce this sweet little film, hopefully it's going to move an audience. So,
when you say New Mexico has developed its own film culture, say more about that.
Well, I think that we have a lot of terrific crew members. You know, with these new, with the film incentives that came in the last 10 years or so, there's a lot of production going on here. And the thing is that in the beginning, we were concerned that Hollywood was going to come in, use our money, shoot their movie, and leave. But a lot of people have stayed behind in the industry, both actors and crew members, both sides of the camera. And we've started to create our own films out of, you know, our own culture here. And Becoming Eduardo is a good example of just that. And we're very proud of that.
And it's always nice to see Latino film actors being able to do expressive lead roles. Let's not forget Elizabeth Blanco, who plays Lupe.
Oh, she's wonderful. She's a gorgeous kid and wonderful actress. Very sweet. Again, extremely professional. You know, these two, their scenes together, there's a lot of magnetism between the two kids.
Yeah.
And they're sweet to watch, and they became friends during the production. And, you know, they would help each other through it. I mean, a good actor is often at his best when he's listening to the other actor because he's egging the other actor on. He's helping the other actor with his part or her part. So, and they both were terrific listeners to each other and to the other actors in the film. So, you know, and the older generation, Elizabeth Peña and A. Martinez and Gary Perez and Josh Cruz, all of the older actors, mom and uncle and so on and so forth, who played those parts, all helped the younger actors, and vice versa. So, you know, they all give each other energy, and that's part of a situation like this where everybody gets on board basically because of the script. You know, these days there's a lot of big Hollywood films done that don't even have scripts. It's basically explosions and car chases and whatever. And this is a character-driven part that an actor can sink their teeth into. And that's why they did the parts, you know.
Where was it shot?
It was shot down in Hillsborough, New Mexico, and in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. Those two places. Hillsborough has an old community center that once was a high school. So it was a natural set. And most of the sets and most of the shooting that you see there, except for a couple of the road shots, were shot within like a 3 or 4 block area. It doesn't look like it in the movie, but that's how we did it. So.
Well, Rod McCall is director, writer, and co-producer of the film Becoming Eduardo, which is playing as part of the Santa Fe Film Festival at 6:45 on Friday, and then again at Saturday at 2:30 in the afternoon at the DeVargas Cinema. Rod, thanks so much for being with us, and we look forward to your future work.
Thank you, Marichaud. I really appreciate it.
And once again, all this week, we are talking to filmmakers from the Santa Fe Film Festival. The Santa Fe Film Festival can be found on the web at santafefilmfestival.com. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website, santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find me at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz features Artist of the Month, George Shearing.